the date is February 22nd, 2012. It's Investigator Singleton. I'm sitting in an interview room at the Sanford Police Department with George Michael Zimmerman in reference to an event that happened out at 2831 Retreat View Circle. I'm going to read you a Miranda rights because obviously you're here and you aren't free to go right now because we got to figure out what's going on.
Sure.
You haven't been charged with a crime yet, but you are here and you can't go until we figure out what really happened. And so I'm gonna ask to talk to you about it, but I got to give you a Miranda warning so that you understand.
Sure.
Okay? Okay, you have the right to remain silent. You don't have to talk to me. Okay? Anything you say can be used against you in court. Meaning, if you say something that proves your guilt, we can use it to prove your guilt. Okay? You understand that? Okay. You have the right to have an attorney present now or at any time during questioning. You understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed to you without any cost. Okay? If you talk to me, you have the right to stop answering questions or speak to an attorney at any time. Okay? Do you understand these rights?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you want to talk to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What I need you to do here is put your signature and just date it.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is being recorded, this interview.
Okay. 2/21?
What did I say it was? Today is the 26th. And I'm going to sign right here. And I witness you sign this card. And I'll put the case number later. I guess I know part of it, but I'm not sure. Okay. I haven't been out there, okay? So I just want you to tell me from before this incident everything you know, why you were there, and all this stuff. First of all, do you live at this address here?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so okay. So you live at 1950 Retreat View Circle. I'm just going to keep quiet, and you tell me the story. You tell me what happened tonight, okay?
Just tonight?
Yeah, whatever led up to this. Anything you want to tell me about what happened and why it ended up, what it ended up to where this boy got shot.
This, okay? The neighborhood has had a lot of crimes. My wife saw our neighbors get broken into, and she got scared.
Are you talking about the residence or vehicles?
The residence.
Okay.
While it was occupied. So I decided to start a neighborhood watch program in my neighborhood.
Okay, what is the name of the neighborhood?
Retreat of Twin Lakes.
Is it the little two-story condos? Or
the townhouses.
Townhouses, okay. Retreat?
Retreat at Twin Lakes.
Retreat at Twin Lakes, okay. Okay, you started a
neighborhood watch.
Neighborhood watch, okay.
With Wendy Dorval and Sergeant Herx, Officer Buchanan, and I'm the coordinator. And there's been a few times where I've seen a suspicious person in the neighborhood. We call the police, the non-emergency line, and these guys always get away.
Okay. What made them suspicious?
This gentleman in particular, I'd never seen him in the neighborhood. I know all the residents.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining out, and he was leisurely walking, taking his time, looking at all the houses.
Okay.
When I drove by, he stopped and looked at me.
Had you seen him before?
Never.
Never? Okay.
I know all the kids in my neighborhood, all the adults in my neighborhood. And like I said, it was raining, and he was just walking casually, not like he was trying to get out of the rain.
I'm in an interview.
Hey, Sean, are you present?
Yes.
Video indicate the cars, the cars coming out.
you know if there's any tape or recordings of vehicles that come in and out of that neighborhood?
Last time they were down. The cameras were broken.
It has the ability, but you don't know if it's running?
Correct.
He says they do have video, but he doesn't know if it's working right now, because last he knew it wasn't working. Do you know who the contact is for that video?
Leland Management in Orlando. And his name is Kent Taylor.
Kent Taylor?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't happen to have a phone?
In my cell phone, not by memory.
It's Leland Management. So far, Leland Management in Orlando, the contact person is Kent Taylor, but he doesn't have the phone number on him.
Alright, so I'm down to 43, get back to me ASAP, right?
Sometimes I have you doing things. Do you know where your cell phone is right now?
They took it from me.
These officers?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll be right back. Getting his phone number?
No, no. Well,
if you're calling me, if you have it.
This is email. 407-781-1181. The HOA president might also know.
Okay. What's his name?
Don. D-O-N. Uh-huh. It's 407-790-0054.
You started a neighborhood watch group?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah.
I had called before, the police had come out, but these guys know the neighborhood very well, and they would cut in between buildings and loot.
You're saying these guys? Who are these guys?
The people committing the burglaries.
So you've seen more than one person, like, looking suspicious and doing these burglaries?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But you never had seen this guy prior to tonight, or you don't know?
I recall. I've called a few times. I think you guys probably have the records. Okay. I've probably called a half a dozen times.
Okay.
And this time, I was leaving to go to the grocery store, and like I said, I saw him walking in the neighborhood, the same in front of the same house that I had called the police before to come to, because this guy leaves his doors unlocked and stuff, and he was walking leisurely and looking at the houses, and so I just pulled my car to the side, and I called the non-emergency line.
Okay. Were you armed at this point?
Yes, ma'am.
You were already armed, okay.
Yes, ma'am. I called the non-emergency line, and I just reported that there was a suspicious person in the neighborhood. The dispatcher or whoever answered the phone asked me where they went, and I said I wasn't sure because I lost visual of him when he went in between the houses. And he said, well, can you tell me what direction he went? And I said, not really. And then all of a sudden I see him circling my car. And then he goes back into the darkness. So...
Wait a minute. You pull out of your house, and you're heading, yes, you're heading down the road as you're looking at him.
Yes, ma'am.
You're on the phone, and he dips between two houses, is that what you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you lose sight of him. Okay.
Correct. And then he comes back out and circles my car while I'm on the phone with the police.
Okay. Is he saying anything to you?
I couldn't hear. My windows were up. Okay. As soon as I saw him coming up, I rolled up my windows, and I stayed on the phone with dispatch.
Okay. Your car was running.
Yes,
the lights were on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you knew somebody was in this car?
Yes, ma'am.
And is he walking completely around the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And dispatch asked me where he went. I didn't know the name of the street that I was on.
So you'd come off your street and go and do another street?
Yes, ma'am.
At some point, okay.
Goes in, cuts through the middle of my neighborhood.
Okay.
I didn't know the name of the street. Or where he went. So I got out of my car to look for the street sign and to see if I could see where he cut through so that I could tell the police.
So after he circled your car, he disappeared again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Then dispatcher told me, where are you? And I said, I'm trying to find out where he went. And he said, we don't need you to do that. And I said, okay. He said, we already have a police officer en route. And I said, all right. And I had gone through the dog walk where I normally walk my dog, and walked back through to my street, the street that loops around. And he said, we already have a police officer on the way. So I said, okay. They said, would you like a police officer to meet you? And I said, yes. And I told him where my car was and the make and the model. Mm-hmm. So I was walking back through to where my car was, and he jumped out from the bushes, and he said, what the fuck's your problem, homie? And I got my cell phone out to call 911 this time. And I said, hey, man, I don't have a problem. And he goes, no, now you have a problem. And he punched me in the nose. At that point, I fell down. I tried to defend myself. He just started punching me in the face. And I started screaming for help. I couldn't see. I couldn't breathe. Then he started taking my
head. Are you still standing at this point?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I fell to the ground when he punched me the first time.
Okay.
It was dark. I didn't even see him getting ready to punch me. As soon as he punched me, I fell backwards into the grass. Then he was wailing on my head, and then I started yelling, help. When I started yelling for help, he grabbed my head, and he started hitting my head into the... I tried to sit up and yell for help, and then he grabbed my head and started hitting it into the sidewalk. When he started doing that, I slid into the grass to try and get out from under him and so that he would stop hitting my head into the sidewalk, and I'm still yelling for help. And I could see people looking, and some guy yells out, I'm calling 911, and I said, help me, he's killing me. And he puts his hand on my nose and on my mouth, and he says, you're going to die tonight. And I don't remember much after that, I just remember I couldn't breathe, and then he still kept trying to hit my head against the pavement, or I don't know if there was a sign or what it was. So I just, when I slid, my jacket and my shirt came up. And when he said, "You're gonna die tonight," I felt his hand go down on my side, and I thought he was going for my firearm. So I grabbed it immediately, and as he banged my head again, I just pulled out my firearm and shot him.
Okay. And then what happened? You're both on the ground?
I'm on my back. He's on top of me.
Okay.
He's mounted on top of me. And I just shot him, okay. And then he falls off, and he's like, "All right, you got it. You got it."
Does he fall to the side and he stays laying on the ground, or does...
I don't remember. Okay. My vision was blurry. And
you didn't feel him fall towards you? He somehow ended up to one side or the other, or you don't know?
I don't remember. I think when I shot him, it might have pushed him back. But I remember, I didn't know what he was hitting. It felt like he was hitting me with bricks. So I remember once I shot him, I holstered my firearm, and I got on top of him, and I held his hands down, because he was still talking. And I said, "Stay down, don't move." And then somebody comes out, and I couldn't see, it was a flashlight in my head, so I asked if it was a police officer. And he said, "No, it was a witness," but he was calling the police. And I said, "The police are on the way. They should be here already," because I had called.
Okay.
And he's like, "I'm calling the police." And I said, "I don't need you to call the police. I need you to help me with this guy." And then an officer shows up. Again, he had the flashlight, so I couldn't see him. And he asked me who shot this guy. And I said, "I did." And I immediately put my hands on top of my head, and I told the police officer where my firearm was.
Okay.
And then he handcuffed me and took my firearm.
Okay, after you shot him, he said, "You got me?"
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you got on top of him, did he say anything else?
He said, "Ow, ow."
He was, okay. You said you had walked back there.
Yes, ma'am.
To try to find out where he went. And you were already on the phone with dispatch at that point, because you said you called him from your car?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the whole time you were on the phone?
Yes,
with dispatch.
Ma'am.
Were you still on the phone with him when he jumped out? And
no.
Okay, you had hung up?
Yes.
Okay. Did someone else call before the shot? He said he was already calling, right? Or while he was hitting you, you said you heard someone say, "I'm calling."
Yes.
"I'm calling," okay. So someone else might have been on the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
With dispatch while you were being beat up.
Yes, ma'am.
And you had never seen this guy before?
I don't recall. It's always dark. They always come around nighttime. And
what did he look like?
African-American, early 20s, late teens. He was taller than me, so I'd say 6 foot-ish, slender build.
Do you remember what he was wearing?
Yes, I gave him a description over the phone. A hoodie and either sweatpants or jeans.
It was all dark colored stuff?
No, the hoodie was gray. And the sweatpants were like, maybe like a denim color, like stonewashed denim.
What was his hairstyle? Did he have short hair?
He had the hood on.
Dreads, or so you couldn't see?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Right. How's your head?
I can't feel.
Okay, and who told you? You said when I came in here, they said someone told you broke your nose.
The
who told
EMT.
You that? Who told you that? Okay. Did you need to go to the hospital?
I don't know. They said I didn't. I don't know.
Is this bump? I can't tell what's normal for you. Can you see?
I can't.
Like right here? Does this right here? Does that look like a contusion there of some sort, or is that the normal shape of your head?
No, that's not normal.
Okay, because it looks swollen there. Can you see the other side? Okay, I'm gonna get up. The person who said, I'm calling for you, did you recognize that person?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so you don't know if that was a resident or?
They were looking out of their back patio.
So it was somebody that was looking from a residence saying that
yes,
they
ma'am.
Were calling? Okay, did you see more than just that person or?
No, ma'am.
Okay, you saw that person and that person said, "I'm calling."
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Nobody came over to assist in pulling them off. And you were between two houses when this happened?
Behind the houses.
You were behind the houses?
There was a row of houses, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so there was a row of houses. And you had gone back behind, and then you were on your way back?
Yes, ma'am.
Out. Okay. Was it one of the houses along the wall? I don't know where
no,
this
ma'am.
Happened, so.
No, would you like me to draw it?
Yeah, sure.
The neighborhood is kind of like a square, like this.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a row of houses here. This is the wall, and there's houses here. And then there's another row of houses here. And this is houses. I parked my car here. The mailbox is here. He went through this dog walk here. And you can either go down the sidewalk here between this row of houses, or you can go straight through
okay.
to this street. So this is asphalt. I'm sorry, my hands.
That's okay.
This is asphalt. And so I walked straight through to see if there was a street sign that I could tell dispatch mm-hmm. where I lost sight of him at. And when I walked back, that's when he came out of the darkness, and I guess he was upset that I called the police.
So this is behind the house that he comes out of the darkness?
Behind
the building? Okay. And you said there's some bushes or something that
yes,
he may have came out of? Okay.
Because when I walked past, I didn't see him down here.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked through to make sure, you know, I looked to make sure he wasn't there.
Right.
And then I walked straight through to see a street sign. And then when I came back, obviously he was waiting somewhere.
Okay. And where is your cell phone? Where was your cell phone? Had you already had it back in your pocket at that point? Or had you... Did it get dropped? Or what happened with your cell phone?
No, I had it in my hand. When he... I put it... They said, would you like the police officer to meet you? And I said, yes, my car's there.
And that's when they disconnected with you?
Yes, ma'am.
That's when they said, okay, they're on scene, okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I did. I put my cell phone away.
Okay.
And then when I walked back towards him, I saw him coming at me, and I went to grab my phone. I don't remember if I had time to pull it out or not.
Okay. You attempted to try to recall that?
To call the police.
To call the police, right.
911 this time, because okay. the first time I called 911.
But you're not sure if you actually got it out of your pocket or not?
I don't recall.
Okay. And that's when he slugged you?
He just hit me, yeah.
And what did he say before that? You said he asked you, like, something about, is it, you got a
he's
problem?
He's like, you got a problem, homie? And I said, I don't have a problem. And he said, now you have a problem.
Okay.
And that's when he hit me.
And he struck you in the nose first?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what knocked you down?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you're saying this is behind the buildings, though?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it a patio that he's hitting? Because you said he's hitting your head on a sidewalk.
No, it's the sidewalk.
Okay, there's a sidewalk behind
yes,
the
ma'am. It's
okay.
a dog walk.
Okay.
And this is a row of houses, and this
okay.
is a row of houses, and this is the dog walk.
Okay.
So I walk back here. He
so
hit
the
me.
Dog walk is cement?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so he's hitting your head.
Yes, ma'am. As I went to sit up, then he grabbed me by the front of my head and started banging into the...
And that's when you can look... Either to your left or right, and you can see this guy, and you're saying, help me?
I don't remember. I screamed, help me, probably 50 times, as loud as I could.
Okay. But at some point, you could visually see that there was someone
yes, ma'am.
Saying something to you from
yes,
a patio.
Ma'am.
Okay. Do you remember what that person looked like? Okay, and the police got there.
Yes, ma'am.
And you were holding him down.
Yes, ma'am.
And they asked you?
No. Once the police got there, I got on my feet. Because there was another person that got there, I guess a resident. I couldn't see. He had a flashlight, so I thought it was a police officer.
And at that point, you stood up and got off him?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then when the police got there, I was already standing up. And I put my hands on top of
him. So we're talking about seconds between the time you see the flashlight and the police show up, or was it a little bit?
It seemed like a while, but I'm sure it was seconds.
Okay. And they... Put you at gunpoint?
I don't know. I had my back. I put my hands on my head and I turned my back to him immediately.
Okay. What were they saying to you at the police?
He said, who shot him? And I said, I did.
Okay. That's when you did this?
Yes, ma'am. And I said, I have my gun on my right side in my holster, my waistband. And he said, I know you do. He goes, but I have to handcuff you first. And I said, I just want to make sure you know I'm not going for my firearm.
Okay.
And he put my arms down and handcuffed me.
Okay. And then where did they take you?
Here.
They just put you right in the police car right away?
No, EMS put peroxide on my head, and I think they put peroxide on my face to get the blood off.
Okay. Is there anything else I haven't asked you or you haven't said that
Not
you think
that
it's important
think
for
of.
Me to know? Okay. And you said you're in charge of the neighborhood watch group?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you were just, but you weren't doing it that night, or is
no.
it? You were just going to the store, you said,
yes,
right?
Ma'am.
Okay. And driving out, and you happen to see this kid, and you want to check out with him, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Make sure he's okay. Okay. Well, actually, you did the right thing. You called the police.
Yes, ma'am.
To have them check out. You just noticed them. Okay. Is that normally what you guys do when you see someone suspicious? You just call?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't try to make
Not
contact with them?
Same.
Okay. All right.